Hi there, and welcome to session 16 of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Matt from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we're going to talk about weird eggs. And these are eggs you may or may not see in your chicken-keeping career, but they're good to know about anyways. Being forearmed with this information might help to quell any anxiety or worry that might creep up when you come across a weird egg in your coop. We'll get into 10 different weird eggs you might come across, and whether there's something to be concerned about. This will be a valuable episode that's full of advice that you can use today, so stay with me. Now, before we get started, I just want to briefly mention a company that I love, and it's Thrive Market. Now, the reason I'm telling you about them is because it's where I source all my organic items that I use on my homestead. So when it comes to your chickens, having raw organic items on hand, such as honey, becomes extremely important if a chicken or any animal becomes injured, and I personally source all my raw organic honey from Thrive. If you don't know what Thrive Market is, it's an online organic supermarket, and it's a little like Costco meets your favorite farmer's market. Thrive Market is a membership site, and their products are anywhere from 15 to 20% cheaper than what I found elsewhere. I value my Thrive Market membership and love that their products are ethically sourced, and I feel confident buying from them that I'm doing the best I can for our environment. Another thing I love about Thrive Market is that for every membership they sell to someone like you or me, they give a membership to a family in need. So it really is shopping for products you'll use anyway in a way that benefits other people too. You can join Thrive Market at thefrugalchicken.com/thrive, and that is an affiliate link, so thank you if you do decide to use it. Now let's get on to why we're here. And just as a reminder, you can access this podcast show notes at thefrugalchicken.com/podcast16. That's podcast 16, all one word. So weird eggs. You may come across them or you may not. A majority of egg-laying chickens won't regularly lay weird eggs, but they can certainly be a head-scratcher when they do, and they might indicate a health issue, so that's why we're talking about them today. Because of time, we're only going to talk about 10 weird eggs today, and in a future episode, we'll talk about other weird chicken eggs that you might come across. So what exactly are the weird eggs that we're going to talk about? They are soft-shell or no-shell eggs, lash eggs, and we'll get into what those are and what you can do about it, incomplete pigmentation, bumps on your eggs, very small eggs, and these are the tiny quail-sized eggs that we're talking about here, double and triple yolked eggs, white banded eggs, an egg inside an egg, and if you've never seen one, it's actually pretty impressive, speckled eggs, and lastly, odd-shaped eggs. So here's the thing about weird eggs. While they might indicate a health issue, more often than not, they just kind of happen, especially if your chicken has laid a weird egg only once or once in a blue moon. Although they can mean that your chicken is sick or stressed, they aren't necessarily something to be concerned about, and like people, sometimes weird things just happen with no portend for the future. Your chicken is a live animal, and sometimes, just like humans, things go awry without explanation. It's important not to get too concerned about weird chicken eggs when you come across one. While they can indicate a problem, your best bet is to watch your flock for signs of stress or illness and not get too worked up about it. Now, there are a couple of exceptions to this advice, which we'll get into at the appropriate time in this discussion today. But first of all, a disclaimer. We're going to talk about veterinary stuff today, such as diseases, nutritional deficiencies, and how to remedy these things. But it's important to remember that although I'm a chicken expert and keep abreast on the latest poultry research, probably better than some vets out there, I am not a certified vet in any state. So although I'm very confident in the information I'll give you today and have gathered my information based on my own experience coupled with established research from well-regarded universities and organizations, this is a legal disclaimer. This information is reflective of my own opinion and use it at your discretion. If you think your chicken is sick, please do contact a qualified poultry veterinarian, and I'll put in the show notes where you can locate one near you. So let's get into the weird eggs you might encounter. First on our list of weird eggs are soft shell eggs, and you might also see one without a shell. These eggs are pretty cool, and the eggs might be missing a whole shell or just part of it, but in this case, the membrane is still intact, so the egg looks like a regular egg, but it's just soft and squishy. Or, in some cases, your egg might have a shell on it, but the eggshell is very thin or squishy as well. If you come across one of these eggs, I don't recommend squishing it unless you want to get a mess all over yourself, just be warned. So why does this happen? Well, adding the shell over the membrane is one of the last steps to producing eggs, and sometimes, for a variety of reasons, that step is skipped. So if you come across a soft shell egg, you should first look at the age of your chicken. Sometimes pullets will lay a soft-shell egg as their first egg, and it happens typically because their body just needs to get used to making eggs. Another reason is if your pullet has been eating a grower ration or foraging for her diet, she might not have enough calcium in her body to create a shell. Hens that have been laying a while and who have been getting the right amount of calcium will either pull calcium from her diet or, lacking that, from the medullary part of her bones. So a pullet that's laid a soft-shell egg might not have access to enough calcium from her diet, and there's not enough of a storage of calcium in her bones to draw from. Hence, a soft-shell egg. Just start feeding her a calcium supplement such as oyster shells, and the issue should clear right up. In established layers, there's a few reasons she might lay soft-shell eggs. One common reason might be that she simply isn't getting enough calcium or protein in her diet. If your chickens are left to forage, or perhaps you have many chickens and one isn't getting enough to eat, then this is one reason why she might lay a weird egg like this. Another reason might be inflammation of the oviduct, while a third possibility is some sort of stress like heat stress. Hens coming back into laying can lay a soft-shell egg also. Now, a fourth reason is if the previous egg she laid stayed too long in her oviduct, causing the soft-shell egg to be released too soon, meaning it skipped the final step and was laid too soon without a shell. So next on our list of weird eggs are lash eggs. What is a lash egg? A lash egg isn't actually a real egg. Rather, it's a collection of pus, dead cells, liquid, egg material, and possibly tissue that comes out of the oviduct and is laid by the hen. It can be soft or hard, and it's comprised of layers of this shed material. It's shaped like an egg because it passes through the oviduct. These weird chicken eggs are caused by an infection called salpingitis, which, according to the Merck Veterinary Manual, is an inflammation of the oviduct, and it's usually caused by bacteria such as E. coli and Salmonella, among others. Lash eggs are generally shaped like eggs since they still travel through the oviduct, like we said. So there's some debate among chicken experts about what to do when you come across a lash egg. A common piece of advice is to call the hen if she lays a lash egg, and I see this advice doled out a lot on Facebook. I don't personally agree with this advice. If your hen lays a lash egg, my first piece of advice is to consult a qualified poultry vet, and my second piece of advice is that you're likely dealing with an infection. If my hen laid a lash egg, I would first treat the infection before opting to cull, plain and simple, unless the chicken seemed in obvious pain. So another weird chicken egg you might come across are those with incomplete pigmentation, meaning one side of the egg is many shades lighter than the other side, or some areas of the egg might be much lighter than other areas. This happens fairly frequently, and they're not always an indication of an issue. On our farm, we usually get eggs with incomplete pigmentation due to something like heat stress. It's happened less frequently in the winter, and it seems to be a summer problem with our hens. Poor nutrition or a viral infection are other potential causes, but as long as our hen is acting normal and eating normally, I usually chalk it up to one of those things and offer a cool treat like a frozen banana and extra water. So another weird egg you might come across are eggs with bumps on them, and usually these are nothing to be worried about. They happen on our homestead all the time. Bumps on your chicken eggs are deposits of extra calcium, and they can be big deposits or small ones. They can be white or other colors, depending on how dark the pigmentation on the egg is. If your hen's getting a lot of calcium, she might lay an egg with bumps on it. Some other, less common causes are defective shell glands or stress during the calcification process. Fifth on our list are very small eggs. These are also called fart eggs, rooster eggs, or fairy eggs. You might see them online with any three of those names. We've gotten a few of these over the years, and they've been about the size of a quail egg, so they're pretty small. We also noted that the eggs have been missing their yolks. Fairy eggs might be a sign that something is wrong with your chicken, so when they lay fairy eggs, I like to keep an extra eye on them. With pullets that have just started laying, they're less of a cause for concern because it's usually just the reproductive system getting used to the egg-laying process. But with established layers, it can be a sign of poor nutrition or stress. In one memorable instance, we had a hen that was attacked by a rooster, and she didn't lay for a while she mended, but then one day she laid a fairy egg. Her reproductive cycle might have been disturbed by the stress, or her body might not have been able to produce a real egg because it was putting its energy into healing her body. These weird chicken eggs can also occur when some sort of foreign mass, such as a piece of tissue, triggers the hen's reproductive system and causes the foreign mass to be encased in a shell. Sixth on our list of weird chicken eggs are double and triple yolked eggs. There's something about these eggs that are exciting, and it's a little bit like a buy one, get one free sale, if you've ever gotten one. So if you don't know what these eggs are, they're eggs with more than one yolk, so a double yolk will have two yolks, a triple yolked egg will have three yolks, etc. These are fairly common in our homestead, and we have one hen that lays them quite regularly. They happen when the hen releases two yolks into the oviduct, and in this case, a double yolk egg. When we get these eggs, they're usually quite a bit bigger than regular eggs, and while most of the time they're laid without a problem, they can be a cause for concern if it's too large for your hen to pass. But that being said, a lot of hens lay these eggs perfectly fine, and they're nothing normally to be concerned about. Double yolks are actually becoming so desirable that industrial farmers have bred hens that will only produce double yolked eggs in Europe. Some people try incubating these eggs, and there are stories of twin chicks successfully hatching, but it's rare, so I suggest just eating the egg if you get one. White-banded eggs are another weird egg that you might come across, and they typically occur when two eggs are in the oviduct simultaneously, and they make contact with each other in the shell gland pouch. White-banded eggs happen when a hen is in the process of forming the shell of the first egg, but the normal calcification process is interrupted by the entrance of a second egg, so the first one gets an extra layer of calcium, which is the white band marking. Causes for weird chicken eggs such as these can be something simple such as flock stress or something more serious such as an infection, so your best bet is to watch your flock for weird behavior, and if you think your chicken might be sick, get a vet's advice. Like some of the other weird chicken eggs on this list, we've come across these more during very high temperatures during the summer, for example, temperatures over 100 degrees. So with our chickens, that seems to be a trigger for white-banded eggs. In this case, we began offering even more water and watching their protein intake. So eighth on our list of weird chicken eggs are eggs that are inside another egg. The fancy name for this is a counterperistalsis contraction. So what are these eggs? They're perfectly formed eggs that have somehow found themselves inside another, larger, perfectly formed egg, and they're pretty special. It's not common, but it does happen. These weird eggs occur when a hen releases a second egg into the oviduct before the first egg has completed the calcification and laying process. This poor timing causes the first egg to reverse in the oviduct, and it becomes part of the second egg, which also has its own albumen, yolk, etc. These eggs are usually just one of those things that happen, and aren't necessarily an indication of illness or anything, but they are a cause for alarm because these eggs tend to be very big and your hen might easily become egg-bound. If it keeps happening, I would consider taking your hen to a vet to see if there's anything going on that might be causing it, for example, a reproductive or structural issue. Now, ninth on our list of weird chicken eggs are speckled eggs, and while these aren't really weird eggs, to some people who've never seen them before, they can be alarming. So let's talk about them. We have several chickens that lay speckled eggs, and they're just one of those things that happens. The speckles are actually extra calcium deposits, and they're formed when the calcification process is disturbed, or extra calcium just gets placed on the shell. In rare cases, it can happen if there's a defective shell gland, but that's much less likely than what we've just talked about. But here's the thing about speckled eggs. There's some evidence to suggest that they're an evolutionary thing, and whether that's why some chickens lay speckled eggs or not remains to be seen. National Geographic studied eggs from many different types of birds, and those researchers found that speckled eggs might be a way to make the eggshells stronger. So it's entirely possible that a speckled egg laid by your hen might be an evolutionary trait designed to create stronger shells. We've seen these more with our dark brown egg layers, like our Blue Cop and Morans, more than our industrial breeds, like our production reds, who have been bred to only lay identical eggs. The last egg in our list of weird chicken eggs are odd-shaped eggs, and unlike the other eggs on this list, we've come across these on a fairly regular basis. So odd-shaped eggs are those that aren't uniformly shaped all around, and they might be lumpy on one side or very pointy, for example. In more than one case, we've gotten eggs that are fairly round. Some had weird splits in them, while others were clearly a case where the egg had gotten cracked, then received an extra layer of calcium while in the oviduct. So why do these odd-shaped eggs happen? They can occur if there's some sort of disturbance while the egg is being formed. Stress is another issue, such as stress from overcrowding or heat. Age can also make a difference, as can breed. My pet Cornish cross, Cindy, would sometimes lay weirdly shaped eggs, and in her case, because I know she was getting enough nutrients, I chalked it up to her size. She probably weighed about 25 pounds, which is pretty big for a chicken if you've ever seen a Cornish cross compared to a regular chicken, and I think at times her oviduct got moved around or possibly squished in areas that wouldn't happen in a chicken of normal size. Recently, a reader told me that her hen always lays odd-shaped eggs, In this case, I would venture to say that since the hen lays consistently, it's likely a structural issue internally like Cindy might have had. We've also got a greater proportion of weird eggs from our blue copper Moran hens, and by greater I mean we've gotten more from them than our other breeds. In their case, I've noticed that the blue copper Moran hens are more susceptible to environmental changes than other breeds. So when it's very hot, or perhaps the amount of protein they were eating wasn't enough for them, we've gotten some bizarre eggs from them. In rare cases, respiratory diseases can cause odd-shaped eggs, but if your chicken seems healthy and is able to access fresh air regularly, and isn't displaying a runny nose or a cough or anything like that, then this is less likely to be the issue. When it comes to weird-shaped chicken eggs, if it's happening regularly, I would take a look at their environment as well as their diet to make sure nothing is off. If it keeps happening after that, I would then consider taking your chicken to a vet if you're very worried. If you're just getting the occasional odd-shaped egg and your hen seems healthy, I wouldn't really worry about it too much. Chickens are live beings, and like us, sometimes weird things just happen. So have you ever dealt with weird eggs? I'd love to hear about it, so there's something I want you to do. I would love it if you dropped me a line at editor@thefrugalchicken.com to let me know which weird eggs you've come across. I also like to update my files of weird eggs regularly, so if you have a photo and would like to share it with other Frugal Chicken readers, email it to me and I'll try to include it in a future Weird Chicken Eggs article. Because sometimes readers freak out when they see a weird egg, I try to keep an archive so I can continue to talk about weird eggs and why they happen. Now, if you have a chicken that lays weird eggs and you think their diet might be a problem, then you'll be interested in this gentle reminder that my course, Feeding Your Hens Right, is complete. You can learn more at feedingyourhensright.com. In this course, you'll learn how to feed your chickens so that they get an optimal diet, lead happy, healthy lives, and lay the most nourishing eggs possible. As we grow increasingly sophisticated in understanding where our food comes from and the repercussions of eating a poor quality diet, it's important to understand how your hen's diet affects the quality of her eggs. If feeding your family the most nutritious food possible is important to you, then you'll want to check out my course. It's 5 video workshops that you can access at any time. There's specific recipes for homemade feed that can be tailored to your particular needs, and you'll learn how to raise a happy, healthy flock of chickens. The URL for that course is feedingyourhensright.com, all one word. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck about Weird Chicken Eggs, and I'll see you next time.